four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Purity, purification, purified. All of these words have to do with ridding something of its contaminants. This reminds me of the process that God takes us through when He takes us broken in our mess and He cleans us up and rids us of anything that is not like Him. This is your girl, Purified, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Happy, happy Friday. Woo! Made it to another one. Glory to God. I'm so happy that you decided to join in today. Just, you know, to come together as believers. Because, you know, this is just so important in just living life out together. As Christians, God never intended for us to live this thing out by ourselves. So, you know, we just thank you for supporting our podcast on behalf of all of the Edifying Queens. We just thank you for supporting our podcast, but also just understanding that we're just four ordinary ladies out here just trying to do life just like you. So, you know, thank you for just accepting our vulnerability. Thank you for, you know, just accepting our transparency. And we do pray that it has been blessing you in one way, shape, or form, and that you are sharing it with others. Because again, it's all about living this thing out together. So before I get going, I do want to open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for protecting us, keeping us, covering us on this day, Lord God. We thank you for brand new grace, brand new mercy each and every day. We ask right now that you would forgive us for our sins that we've committed in word, in thought, and in deed. Help us to understand what those things are via Holy Spirit, striking us quickly to let us know when we go wrong, and help us to turn away from those things, Lord God, so we can be more like you, Father God, more of the light, more of the salt, walking in this dark world. Right now, Lord God, I ask that you would completely decrease me right now and just use me as a vessel, Father God, to encourage these people that you have brought here to this podcast today. Help me to be open, vulnerable, and transparent, Lord God, so that I not only get the blessing in being ministered to via your word, Lord God, just about how faithful you are, but also that same level of encouragement, that same level of comfort and peace go out to the people who are listening today on this podcast, because we have a real enemy that we're wrestling with each and every day, and he never is off of his job. So we just thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for the Trinity, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit that is always with us. We love you now, Father God. Have your way in this episode. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So with that being said, I know you've already kind of read the title, and just very simple, rely. And so I was talking to Divine the other day, and I was telling her how I was getting ready to kind of go through a situation that was really going to put me out of my comfort zone. And so, you know, what I said was, you know, I'm just praying that I can rely, just rely on God. Like, not I'm going to do 50% and he going to do 50%. Nah, like rely. Like if it's a tree, I'm leaning. I'm on the whole tree, not supporting no way. I'm relying, leaning, depending all of that. Like if that's the visual, right? The tree, me, I'm leaning all the way over. I ain't holding no weight. That's where I am because I'm in the situation. So I was telling her I'm going to have to rely on God to get me through this. And I also piggybacked off of that and just said, you know, but I'm excited. Like, although there's absolutely some apprehension, some fear attached to it, there's also excitement because I'm like, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to trust God more. And, you know, I get that from James 1. I reference it all the time. If you stick with me throughout, you know, the different seasons, you've heard me say this one so many times. James 1, it's not in the list of verses I was going to read today, but I'm going to just read it really quickly because that's where that comes from. And Holy Spirit put that on my heart. And when I said it out loud, I was like, yeah, that is good. You know, like that, and that really is the attitude that we should have, you know, about a thing. Okay, let me see. James. Here we go. James 1, verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. There it is, y'all. That ain't even part of this. I'm just going to read one more time. Chapter 1, verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. Y'all, that's the word. That's the word. So that's where I got that from. I was like, yeah, I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm excited for the opportunity to trust God more. Because I know that when I get to the other side of this, that my endurance is going to be so much stronger. I'm going to be that much more of, you know, a strong woman. I'm going to be that much more geared up, ready for the next thing that's thrown at me. And so, you know, that's kind of the basis of today's episode, Rely. But I'm not going to lie to you guys and tell you that I'm just out here floating on a cloud, like all is well. No, all is not well. Like, this is a constant reminder for myself. And I've talked about, you know, spiritual discipline in some episodes back, and I liken it to exercise, right? I just had a baby not too long ago, so I've really kind of become kind of this gym nut, you know, like not even so much trying to lose weight, but you know, if you're with me and you've had a baby, you know that that postpartum period, it comes with a lot of stuff, and a lot of those things, you know, are energy zapping and emotionally zapping. And so what the gym does for me is it helps me to feel good. Like, it keeps me emotionally stable. Really. So 30 second time out. If you're in a place where you're kind of like dealing with some stuff, you just kind of like in a funk, and you always in that funk, and you can't figure out why you in that funk, and you go to the refrigerator and you eat ice cream and you eat snacks and you eat Oreos, or you smoke or you drink or you do whatever you do to like relieve your little stuff, like, I encourage you to go to the gym. Like, it will become addicting, just like anything else that we do as an addiction, be it, again, drinking, smoking, eating sweets, you know, eating junk, whatever it is, like, the gym will become addicting. But that's a healthy thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's helping you feel good, and you lose weight on it, kind of involuntarily. It's just a part of it. So, okay, time back in. So work out if you feel a type of way about things. But anyway, rely. So that's where I am. So I was saying that, you know, I'm not out here riding on a cloud. You know, it's definitely spiritual discipline. So I liken it to exercising. I have to make sure that I might not make it to the gym, but I need to plug into some type of exercise video just so I can keep up with the habit, so I can make sure I'm doing it on a regular basis. Because y'all know, if we stop doing something, oh my goodness, like, we stop altogether, and then it's that much harder to get back into it. So it's the same thing with our spiritual discipline. When you're trying to, you know, especially in the middle of something where you're really in a position where you're relying on God, you got to have a spiritual discipline. And this looks like, you know, in that word, this word, y'all, is living, it's breathing, it's applicable to the right now. To the right now situation that you're going through. We got to open it up. And so I try to be really intentional about, you know, in the mornings, popping my earbuds in, YouVersion, go. You know what I'm saying? And so I just let it just talk to me. I'm just listening to it and just letting it get into my spirit. Because what we put into our spirit, the Bible tells us we have to protect our ear gates and our eye gates. That's so true, y'all. That cannot be any more truer. So we have to protect our ear gates, our eye gates, and just be very cognizant about what is going in. So when you putting YouVersion in, putting that word in you, that is what you are filling yourself up with. And that's what can get you through some situations. So in relying on God, we got to get in this word. I don't know what your situation is, y'all, but we all have to rely on him. And that is the place where he wants us. I don't know who told us that, you know, it's on us to like try to live this thing out by ourselves, you know, trying to, you know, dot this I, cross this T to make sure we stand in good standing, you know, doing what we need to do. We can't. We literally cannot do it. We literally cannot. Like, cannot. You know what I'm saying? You know how we hear this, I'ma put my natural with God super. Like, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? I've said it before too. But like, we gotta be real careful with that because, you know, yeah, it's actions that Holy Spirit tells us to take, but that's still a reliance because that's not okay, purify, I'm a do. No. It's the Holy Spirit told me to do today, and I'm going to be obedient and do that today. And then I got no more instructions today, so I'm going to wait for the next instruction. And then when Holy Spirit told me to do something else, okay, now I'm going to do that when Holy Spirit told me to do that. And then I'm going to pause, and then I'm going to wait till the Holy Spirit told me to do something else, and I'm going to do that. But if Holy Spirit ain't telling you do nothing, then stay in your word, be in expectancy, and wait. Wait on the Lord. And while you wait, be of good courage. That's a whole nother episode, y'all. But we cannot be out here relying on ourselves. That's the point. So even when we do take some action, that action needs to be based on what Holy Spirit told us to do. And we know when Holy Spirit tells us to do something, and we know when we told ourselves to do something and we're trying to get approval on the back end. Okay, now God, since I'm going to do this, can you please bless? Mm-mm. We got to do what Holy Spirit tells us to do. Now, y'all, this is not easy work. This is not easy work because this means some serious dying to the flesh, some real deal dying to the flesh. And I'm not there. I'm just talking about the revelation that I've, you know, come to as really the key to life. Following, but not just following, but relying, relying, What is God telling you to do today? Let's just sit in that. We're going to take our time. What is God telling you to do? What has He told you to do that you are wrestling with trying to put your stuff on it? What is He telling you to do? Oh, I know purify, but I can't do that. Because if I did that, then, you know, how I'm going to feed my family? I know God told me that, but if I did that, then, you know, I'm going to lose everything I done worked for. What is God telling you to do? We're living in a time, saints, where we can't be out here playing. It's like time out for the games. It's time out for going to church, looking cute, trying to show up a little bit late so everybody can look at you, to be up in there just to be. It's time out for that. We gonna get in the game or we gonna get out the game? But we got to make a choice. You gonna get in the game or you gonna get out the game? But we have to make a choice because we don't know the future. We don't know the future. But I'm just coming on here, making this episode based on the revelation that I received. And it is simply that we have to rely. Who knows what that looks like? Maybe, you know, something's getting ready to come around the corner where we truly do lose everything. And so we got to rely. Like, and I get emotional about it because it's scary. Can we be honest? I get emotional because that's a scary major gulp to take. Lord, help us to rely on You. But not just to rely, but really have peace in the reliance. God, we are Your children. And You told us, You say in Your word, you know how parents, worldly parents, flesh parents, love their babies and will do anything in the world for them. How much more will You do for us? Help us, God. I'm praying on behalf of all of us. Help us. It's hard for us, God. We're weak. We're feeble. You know. Nothing. With our smart selves. We're nothing. We need You. Help us to trust You more. Help us to rely on You. Whatever you're going through, whatever they're going through, God, You're right there. Touch me, touch them with my hands outstretched. Help us, Your people, wanting to live this thing out the best we can do. Help us to rely on You. So I have some word, just very simple. Three simple scriptures. The first being Proverbs 3:5-6. Very simple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. And that's what I'm saying. If we are telling God, and I'm speaking on behalf of everybody, that God, we want to do Your will. We want Your will to be done. We want to do Your will. and we're saying that with a genuine heart, then we stay in expectancy for Holy Spirit to give us instruction. And if he doesn't give us instruction, we wait on the Lord. We stand still. We wait on instruction and we stand still. Standing still is an instruction, friends. Standing still is an instruction. So we wait for Holy Spirit's instructions. Then we take action. We wait for Holy Spirit's instructions. Then we take action. We wait for Holy Spirit's instructions. Then we take action. And that's how we operate. That's how we ought to operate. The second verse that I'm going to read. Matthew 6 chapter 31st through 34th verse. Matthew 6 chapter 31st through the 34th verse. 31st verse. So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day. If you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. I'm going to go to 34. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. That part in verse 33, and he will give you all you need from day to day. Now, I'm going to speak for myself, but where I go wrong is I get to trying to plan for 6 months from now, next year. No, girl, today. What is today? I told my husband something the other day. I was like, babe, you know, I was thinking about something 3 months from now. He said, because I've told him that I struggle with this, so now he's holding me accountable. He said, babe, what's today? I said, Tuesday. He said, okay, well then, get back to Tuesday. I was like, okay, all right. So we need somebody to hold us accountable. Can I take another 30 seconds? Time out? 30 seconds. I was watching this show, and the counselor was like, the reason that we don't tell people some of the like really, really internal things that we are going through, not even going through, but something that we know we should do. And the reason that we don't share that out is because once we share it out, now somebody's going to hold us accountable. I was like, ooh, that's so true. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, if it was anything and I know like, okay, now this ain't something you need to do, need to be thinking about, whatever. Like the natural inclination is to keep it to yourself, because the moment you tell anybody, friend, sister, brother, cousin, now when you do that thing you know you shouldn't be doing, friend, sister, brother, cousin gonna be like, oh, didn't you say you weren't supposed to be doing that? Okay, 30 second time back in. All right, so we're talking about today. It said, your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. That's what I'm talking about, the day-to-day part, and how, again, Holy Spirit gives us instructions, not for next year per se, maybe, but I, in my experience, okay, and just my latest couple things that I've been going through, it's been kind of a today instruction. And then be obedient and do that. And then I can take you to the next day instruction. Be obedient. And then I can take you to the next day's instructions. So it's absolutely, for me, been day to day. So one more verse I want to go to. Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Really, this whole thing is like everything. But I'm not going to read all of it. But chapter 11 in Hebrews. And it reads, what is faith? It is the confident, not wallowing, not, oh, well, I'm hoping, confident. God got me. How he got you, I don't know, but he got me. It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. Verse 3. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Abel's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. Verse 5. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. Suddenly he disappeared because God took him. But before he was taken up, he was approved as pleasing to God. Verse 6. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So I'm going to just bring this full circle and wrap this up. So faith, that's all a part in the relying. You got to have faith. We got to have faith. How can I rely on God? I got to have faith. I got to have faith that he's going to do what he said he's going to do in his word. I got to be in my word so that I know what he said he will do. And then I got to have faith that he's going to do just that. Lord, help us to have more faith in the name of Jesus. Help us to have more trust in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Because without it, it's impossible to please God. And so, like I started with, you know, in James, I'm excited. Although I'm dealing with these real emotions, God wants to hear about those real emotions. God, I'm afraid. God, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what this going to look like, but day to day, trust them, day to day. I hear them, baby girl, I don't need you to have tomorrow's trust. I'm going to help you with tomorrow's trust. Just right now, trust. Oh, he loves us so much. Just right now, trust. Right now, trust. I'll get you to over tomorrow. I'll help you with tomorrow's trust. I'll help you. He's a good, good father in that way. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all together. He said, I'll help you with tomorrow. I'll help you on tomorrow. But today, have faith today. Have faith in this moment. In this moment that I have you living and breathing, have faith. And then put your right foot in front of your left one, and I'll give you the faith for the next movement. But we gotta rely. And all that, you know, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth because I am an educator here, but I'd like to think that rely and relationship are a part of the same word family. So the reliance, and the relationship, they all go together. So how do we rely on God? Well, we got to have a relationship with him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to rely via our relationship. And our relationship draws us to his word. And that's how he speaks to us, through his word. And as we read his word, now we can build our faith to rely on him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a triangle. It's a triangle. Y'all remember fat families in math? You know, you got the 2, the 3, and the 5. 2 plus 3 equals 5. 3 plus 2 equals 5, right? 5 minus 3 equals 2. 5 minus 2 equals 3. Same thing. Rely, reliance, relationship. We got to rely on God. How do we rely? Well, we got to have a relationship. When we have the relationship, then we can form the reliance that allows us to rely on him on a day-to-day basis. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So that's just it, y'all. We rely via our relationship. we keep our relationships intact just the way we do with our human relationships. We spend time via our spiritual discipline, like I started with, being in the Word, getting the praise and worship. And it builds us. It builds our faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. And once we get that Word in us, impregnated in us, then we can rely. Then we can have the reliance on Him because of our relationship. Yeah. So, let's rely on God. God, help us to rely on You. Let's keep our relationship with God intact by reading our Word every day. Reading our Word. Reading the Word of God. It's living, it's breathing, and it's applicable to whatever circumstance that you're in, that I'm in. Reading our Word. And truly having the faith because of the Word that we're putting into our bodies. Having faith to rely on God. Listening to for Holy Spirit's voice to give us instruction about what to do. What to do next. And if we get nothing, to stand still. But listening and waiting for Holy Spirit. And if Holy Spirit don't say it, we're standing still. So I do pray that bless you in some way, shape, or form. And if it wasn't for you today, put it on your shelf, because maybe a season will come where, you know, that will hit a little different for you. And then share it with others. But again, I just want to thank you all so much. The Edifying Queens, we are in season 6, and we could not be here if it wasn't for you all, our listeners, our supporters. So we thank you so very much for your support. And just a friendly reminder, we are on social media platforms, Facebook at Edifying Queens, Instagram at Edifying Queens, Twitter at Edifying Q, and our email address is eqlovesjesus@gmail.com. So I pray that you are blessed. Enjoy your weekend. Fall is here, y'all. Sweaters, boots, yeah, burnt orange, get your life. All right. Love you guys with the love of the Lord. Take care and be blessed. I think it's so important to give anyone who's listening today who doesn't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior an opportunity to make the decision to join the family, the very best family, and that's a kingdom family, becoming a kingdom citizen. And if that's you, if you're seeking that relationship with Jesus Christ, wanting Him to be your personal Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I need You. I believe that You are Lord and that You died for my sins and arose for my justification. Forgive me for my sins and all I have done wrong. I receive You into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Save me, Lord. Save me right now. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, congratulations on making the very best decision of your life, and that is to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you need further direction or instruction on what this walk with Jesus looks like, please email us. Our information is on the main detail page for the podcast.
please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you and walk this thing out with you. God bless you. It is always a joy to come here with you and to bring you a message. This is your girl, Purified. Until next time, remember that God's got you, He loves you, and you are free in Him.
Four ladies from across the world, we have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Head of fighting queens, oh, that's EQ.